We're taking a look at the SWAC, MEAC, SEAC, and CIAA. It's the Sports Kings HBCU Report.
Sports Kings Radio, News and Talk 1380, WAOK, Rob Calloway and Dean Reed being joined live on the line right now by the head coach of South Carolina State University, Coach Buddy Pough, as they prepare to take on Georgia State University at 1:30 at Oliver C. Dawson Stadium up in Orangeburg, South Carolina. First of all, Coach Pough, thank you for joining us on the HBCU Report.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. So you and your guys are set to take on the 1-4 Georgia State Panthers led by legendary head coach Bill Curry, whose obvious strength this year is the passing game. How do you all plan on slowing down the Panthers?
Well, you know, I don't know if we can. They've had, a little bit of bad luck, with some of the injuries and some of that kind of stuff they've had, and they seem to be getting, all of their personnel back now, so. It could be a problem for us. We've got to go get in there and see if we can rush the pass or something. Anytime we can put pressure, on that passing game up front, then it adds a lot to their problems. And then if we could take away some of their run so that then they don't necessarily have the ability to run and pass and keep up off base, keep us off base that way, then we may have a shot.
All right, Coach Pough, you have a pretty explosive offense yourself, averaging about 30.8 points a game. Can you tell us how instrumental Ashton Jordan and Derek Wiley is to your offense?
Well, they're various big parts of what we do, but now Derek's out for the season.
Uh-oh.
We're now playing our backup quarterback, Richard Pough, and he got a chance to play for the first time last week against North Carolina Central and played very well, might I add. So, we're thinking that both those guys now are the two key ingredients to our offense.
Sports Kings Radio, News and Talk 1380, WAOK, Rob and Dean being joined live on the line right now by longtime and legendary head coach for South Carolina State University, Coach Buddy Pough. Coach, can you tell us a little bit about your wide receiver, Tyler McDonald?
Yeah, Tyler's a pretty skilled type kind of player. He's a young player who runs very well, and he runs real good routes. He's been developing as a total receiver, doing some of the other things that wide receivers have to do now in the game. And, as he gets a little bit stronger and a little bit older, he gets to be a good bit better player.
All right, Coach, can you talk about the mystique of South Carolina State football? You've turned out, some pretty good NFL guys. When you go into a young man's living room to recruit him, what do you sell about the program to make them want to be a Bulldog?
Well, we do things right here. Our tradition is such that, they know that we are going to be a pretty good team first off, and, we've had a real good tradition of getting our guys degrees. They get it here and they finish, and then to go out in the world as good, productive young men. We also have a chance for them to, be a part of a top-notch program here. We've been in the playoffs and those kind of things in the last few years. So, the success that we have in both on and off the field, along with the way that we treat our kids overall, generally will give us a chance to get some pretty good players.
Sports Kings Radio, News and Talk 1380, WAOK. This is the HBCU Report. Rob and Dean live on the line right now with Coach Buddy Pough of South Carolina State University as they prepare to take on Georgia State University, 1:30 kickoff at Oliver C. Dawson Stadium in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Now, Coach, you're an alumni of South Carolina State. Now, can you just talk to us about the competition in the MEAC and how it's gotten stiffer?
Well, it's gotten here recently. We've got five new head coaches in our league, and they're all some pretty good coaches. Norfolk has already beaten us this year, and then they've got some guys who've done some good jobs already. The new guy down at Bethune-Cookman, the Brian Jenkins guy, has been successful. Coach Broadway at A&T, Coach Frazier at North Carolina Central. All of these schools are beginning to put their resources in football the way that some of the other leagues around the country are. So you can pretty much expect that once you put the right resources behind these programs, that these programs will improve to be some of the better ones in the country.
All right, Coach, now how are your young guys excited about going into the Georgia Dome, playing a football game in such a big NFL stadium like that?
Well, yeah, and we will be playing there next year. We do play here this year. But our kids are playing all over. We played in SEC places. You know, we played in ACC places. You know, this year we played at Central Michigan and at Indiana. So, you know, we've got experience of having played in most of the largest stadiums around the country. So, you know, it's pretty much business as usual that way.
Sports Kings Radio, News and Talk 1380, WAOK, Robin Dean on the line right now with Coach Buddy Pugh of South Carolina State University. Coach Pugh, we just talked about South Carolina State being your alma mater, but could you just tell us what do you consider to be your biggest accomplishment at South Carolina State?
Well, you know, that's a tough question. You know, we've won some championships. You know, we've beaten some of the top teams in our league. You know, I guess maybe the conference championship seemed to be the top thing that we've done here so far.
All right, Coach. Now, you guys are averaging 199 yards per game rushing the football, and you're seeing a lot of spread offenses in college football nowadays. But could you touch on how instrumental running the football is to a team's success?
It means all the difference in the world. If you can do both in particular, though, you know, then you got a chance to do both. If you can only do one, then it makes it a lot harder. If you can only run the football, then people can load the box up on you, and then you got so many guys to block until you can't hardly block them. And then, you know, if you only want to throw it, then they give you all these high-angle coverages and different kinds of pass rushes and blitzes and that kind of stuff. So you've got to do, you know, both in order to be able to be successful. So that's why we work so hard on being balanced here.
Sports Kings Radio, Ryan Dean, HBCU Report. On the line right now with Coach Buddy Pugh of South Carolina State as they prepare to take on Georgia State University at Oliver C. Dawson Stadium today at 1:30. Now, Coach, I'm looking at the amount of penalties that your team has picked up. You've been penalized 59 times for 610 yards. How do you start to correct those mistakes?
Well, you just got to emphasize that you can't have those kinds of errors. You know, a lot of our penalties have been of the subjective kind, the holding and some of the other kinds of things like interference and the sort. So, you know, we've been working hard to try to stay away from those and, you know, making our kids aware of the fact that this is unacceptable.
All right. He is Coach Buddy Pugh of South Carolina State University. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on the HBCU Report and good luck in the game.
Thank you a bunch, guys.
All right, have a good one, man.
Sir. Be careful.
It's Sports Kings Radio with Rob Calloway and Dean Reed.